במסכת בב מציא דף נון בית, starting at the bottom of the alef on bet at the Mishnah, four lines from the bottom, a new Mishnah dedicate the shield, you didn't smash it when it died in this war to Chaylim, to civilians, to Ptsum Shavra for Shleima, all the Chatufim, those missing, remember the last member of the press tank, Matan Shachar Ben Anat, those Shavra, Mamash Besarot Tovot, Yeshuot, it's Erev Pesach. Okay, so we're starting at the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Kama Teha Sela Chasra Belo Yeh Ba'ona. He says, how much? We've got a coin, a seller. Okay? So a seller, it's quite interesting. A seller, we'll see in a moment, is a big coin. Okay, a seller is a big coin. So how much can a seller be missing, right? And still, right? So how much can a seller be missing? Kamatiya chasela chasera. Until when you're using the seller, it's not called ona'a. You're still giving a seller and you aren't chayev of defrauding the guy for the money. So the machloket tanai. So Rabbi Meir says, arba isarot. We're talking about a seller, right? We're taking a seller. So before isarot to a seller. And Rabbi Yehuda says, arba pundiot. Right? As he says, we're not talking about a seller. We're talking about a pundion. Right, so I'm going to go through all the math in a second. We're talking about a pundion in a dinar. See there, Rabbi Meir says, arba asurot isar le dinar, and Rabbi Yehuda Omer, arba pundiot pundion le dinar. Sorry, so they're basically using a dinar here, and isar le dinar. So, and Rabbi Yehuda says, a pundion le dinar. So it depends how we base it, but we will see in a moment that... Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Shmone pundionot, right? He says 8 pundionot, 2 pundion le dinar, right? So each one is referring at first to a seller. So Rabbi Meir says, Arba Isarot, who says Arba Isarot to a seller, and then he tells you how much, 1 Isar to a dinar. Rabbi Yehuda says, Arba pundionot to a seller. He tells you a pundion to a dinar. And Rabbi Shimon says, 8 pundionot. That's 8 to a seller. And he says, 2 pundionot to a dinar. Because if you look at the numbers, at the maths, you'll see if each one of them are working on the basis of a seller. So Rabbi Meir says, 1 isar to a dinar. 4 isarot to a dinar. To a seller, sorry. Rabbi Yehuda says, 4 pundionot to a seller. Rabbi Shimon says, 8 pundion. So we can see that Rabbi Shimon, right, is half the amount of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda goes also a pundion to a dinar, 1 pundion to a dinar. Rabbi Shimon says 8, 4 pundion to a seller, says Rabbi Yehuda, the very last line there, arba pundion to a seller. Rabbi Shimon says 8 pundion to a seller. So Rabbi Shimon, in order to be on a, it's 8 to a seller. And Rabbi Yehuda says half of that, 4 to a seller. Rabbi Meir says, arba isarot to a seller. And each one then also compares 1 isar to a dinar. Rabbi Yehuda says a pundion to a dinar. And Rabbi Shimon says 2 pundion to a dinar. So you can see Rabbi Shimon wants double the amount of Rabbi Yehuda. He speaks the same currency. Rabbi Meir speaks in isarot of a seller and isar le dinar. So basically, we have to work out now what the isar is relative to a pundion, see what 1 pundion is to 2 pundion, try and get it out. So the bottom line, Rashi mentions over here, with the Rashi, Rashi is like this. He says, Avi, akamete asele chasra, matbeya yotze, v'tamiru shochek v'chaser. So a coin that's in use, is always being used. As it's being used, it's being, the silver content is being scratched off. It's always becoming less. So kama techsar, says Rashi, how much can be scratched off? Vimotzia lo te'ona. Now you've used a coin, a well-used coin, it's not called ona'a. He says, avia arba isarin. You see there, Rashi says, lesela. So when Rabbi Meir says, arba isarot, it means to a seller. When Rabbi Yehuda says, arba pundiot, it means to a seller. And when Rabbi Shimon says, shmone pundiot, means to a seller. And then they also mention, vis-a-via dinar. So look at Rashi. Arba isarin le sela, and he says isar le dinar. Now, what's an isar le dinar? So he says over here that who echad mi 24 bo. It's a 24th. So if we've got four Isarin, right? So if we've got four Isarin over here, remember he says a four Isarin to a seller. A seller, we can calculate that a seller is 96 Isarin. How do we get the seller's 96 Isarin? We'll see in a moment. He said like this. He says, because there is Rashi. He says, because there's six ma kesef to a dinar. So there's six ma kesef to a dinar. And a dinar ma'a, six ma'a kesef to a dinar, and ma'a to shnei pundionim, and a pundion shnei isarin. So if you basically go and you say like this, see what I did over here in this table that I made over here, right? So we've got a seller. There are two shekels in a seller, and there's two dinar in a shekel. There's six ma'ot in a dinar. There are two pundion in a ma'a, and there are two isarim in a pundion. So a seller is equal to two shekels times two dinar, which is four, times six ma'ot, which is 24, times two pundion, which is 48, times two isarim, which is 96. So a seller is 96 isarim. Are you with me? Okay, so 96 in Russian, and Rameh says four isarot. So it's four isarot to a seller, and a seller is 96. So what's 4 divided by 96 is 1/24. Okay, 4 divided by 96, 96 divided by 4 is 24. 4 divided by 1 is 1. 1 divided, okay, you got it? 4 isarin is 1 isar, is 1 seller. And 96 isarin. So 4 over 96, 7 is 1 over 24. Times 24 by 4, you get 96. Times 1 by 4, you get 4. So you get 4 isarin to a seller. Same as saying 1 over 24 in terms of isarin. Are you with me? Because a seller equals 96 isarin. So if it's 4 isarin to a seller, it's 4 over 96. Rabbi Yehuda says, it's a pundion to dinar. He says, Rabbi Yehuda says over here, arba pundionot to a seller, and a pundion to a dinar. So now what's a dinar? We leave out seller is 2 shekels, and we said 2 shekels is, 1 shekel is a dinar, is 2 dinar. So 1 seller is already 4 dinar. Let's stop from there. Just say what a dinar is. A dinar is 6 ma'ot. A ma'a is 2 pundion, so it's 12. Okay? A ma'a is 2 pundion. And he says over here, we're talking about a pundion. So a pundion divided by 12. So he's got not 1/24th. He's got 1/12th. With me, everybody? All right? And then Rabbi Shimon said, double that. So he said 2 pundion over to a dinar. So it's not 1 over 12. 2 over 12. 2 over 12 is equal to 1 over 6. What's 1 over 6? 1 over 6 is our normal shtut. So we see that Rabbi Shimon is consistent, that money and every other thing is the same thing. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, when it comes to money, it's not a 6. Even a 12th, half of that already, Haladah, is already considered ona'ah. And Rabbi Meir says, half of that. So a quarter of a 6. Okay? So Rabbi Meir is the most mach when it comes to money. A quarter of a shtut. Contrary, Meir is already with money on a. Rabbi Yehuda in the middle, he says it's half a shtut. And Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's the same thing, money or anything else. Okay, we got that? We're happy? Right. So that's the Mishnah. Then the Mishnah carries on and says, Ad matai lachzir. So how long have you got to give back the money? We saw with regards to goods. So we said if it was a buyer, we saw that you got enough time to go and show it, remember, to an expert, to a tagger or to somebody else. So the seller basically could give up whenever they wanted. Here we make a distinction. But krachim, if you're in a krach in a small village, like Megillah, right? We've got the krachim. You read it right. That's where they read the Megillahs and the market days. A krach is a big place. You go show a money changer. And bekfarim in a small village, ad arve shabbatot, until Erev Shabbos. That's quite interesting. It's also the Daf notes. The Magen Avraham quotes the Arizal. So it's a mitzvah to buy your stuff for Shabbos on a Friday, not on a Thursday. A mitzvah on a Friday. This is one of the sources of our Gemara, where you get it from. We look at the Gemara, let's look at Rashi. Bekfarim, she'en sham shulchani, ad arve shabbatot, look at Rashi, third lines of Rashi there. Sheba lehotzia be'erev shabbat le'sudat shabbat. Because on Friday, you got to do your shopping for Erev Shabbos. Now the shopkeepers will, you'll see, if the guys accept the currency or not. So you got until Erev Shabbos. God gave you a coin, you wait and see. Is this coin acceptable if trading or not? So you learn a double little extra thing around the way, Ravuta, to do your shopping Erev Shabbos. Okay, now back into our Mishnah. That's a krach, as long as it takes to show a money changer, similar to what we saw about goods. And in a kfar, we're talking about we have Erev Shabbos. Imaya Makira, if you recognize that you know the guy, the Rashi points out over here. Rashi says, Imaya Hanoten Makira, right? It's Imhaya. So the one who gave the money, if he knows him, who knows what? He comes back to you, he says, listen, you gave him this coin. And even though it says over here, Erev Shabbos, and a krach, it's a money changer, right? You've got to wait, even in the whole year, accept it back. Ve'enu alav ele tar'omet. Right, now, so we have ein olav ele tar'omet. What does it mean, ein olav ele tar'omet? We're going, oh, who's got tar'omet? The guy who receives the coin back, or the guy who got the coin? You know, he's going to be cross with you, nothing else. Can't have any claims against you. Now, another halacha with this coin. You can use this coin, which might not be a good coin in circulation, but not to the maaseh sheni, to redeem your maaseh sheni money onto it. Now, the Mishnah says, ve'ein ol choshesh she'ein ol nefesh ra'a. Going back now to discussing the guy who doesn't want to accept the coin back from you. Right, look at Rashi over there. He says, "We're not now bechilu maaseh sheni. We're going to farish im b'shovya im b'sili. We'll see if you can redeem your stuff at face value of the coin, or only at what the actual reduced value of the coin is because it's been a bit shachuk." And then he says, "Yeah, levish ano midazo psulei madbeya." Says the coin is not really a bad coin, but a little bit of shchis or mat and a nefesh ra. The guy wanting something from you is just a miserly sort of guy. He's got a bad soul. That's why he's not wanting to take the coin back. Okay. So now we saw in the Mishnah, what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said, Kameti asela chasra, how much is lacking from the coin? To the extent that now we say, it's lacking so much, it's not a proper coin. If you use this coin, you can be chayev or na'ah, you deceive the guy, defrauded him, etc. The Gemara brings a brighter. The brighter asks the question the other way around. It says, V'raminu, ad kameti asela chasra, v'yeba ona'ah. Our Mishnah says, how far can you go and still not considered ona'ah? And then we had Rabbi Meir said 1/24, Rabbi Yudah said a 12th, and Rabbi Shimon said a 6. Our brighter here says, Ad kamet yaseh lechashra v'yeba ona'ah. How long can you go until it is ona'ah? And it gave us exactly the same look at Rashi. Amar bahani shiurei havi ona'ah. But in these measures now, which we just said ago, Rabbi Meir saying a 24th, etc., it is ona'ah. Right, we're not needing a tali v'loyer, and our Mishnah said it still won't be ona'ah. Amar bahani shiurei lav ona'ahi adikatvei. Which from our Mishnah, what do we understand our Mishnah? If the coin was shachuk, it was missing 1/24th. So in other words, it was only 23/24ths. It's still not called ona'ah, right? Correct, as our Mishnah said. Ad kama tiyaseh lechashra v'loyer ona'ah. So if it's missing a 1/24th coin to be made, it's not called ona'ah, correct? 23/24ths. Our brighter says, at 23/24, it's already called ona'ah. Because at that value, it's ona'ah. So we've got a stereo. So our Papa says, look, it's not a stereo. Tanadi dan kachashi mi mata v'lamala. Tanabra kachashi mi lamala l'mata. He says, depends how you look at it. Our Tana that says, how far can you go before it's called ona'ah? He says, that if you're going from the bottom, as you've got a whole coin, and it's shachuk, how much shachuk? It's less than 1/24th, but up to 1/24th is not called ona'ah. And the brighter said that you've got a coin which is very shachuk, and if it wasn't so shachuk, when it was less shachuk, up to a 24th, it is ona'ah. Look at Rashi. There's a Rashi over here. Baba, the story is in Baba Kama. He's going from the bottom. It was least shachuk, up until more shachuk. Really, ad velo ad bichlal. It was a little bit shachuk. And it's up to 1/24th. If it's half a 24th, or and then just under one of a 24th, not that shachuk. It's al v'lo bichlal. But once it gets to one, it would be already be because it's not including the what the Mishnah is telling us. And the bride is saying, going all the way up until 1/24th is still considered ona'ah, and a little bit less than that 1/24th wouldn't be ona'ah. You got it? Depending how you look at the coin, two different perspectives of the same of the same thing. Okay, Gemara says like this. Mashna b'sedet de pligi, mashna b'talit lo pligi. How come in our Mishnah we made a distinction? We said that We got an argument on the values. In our previous mission, we spoke about a talis, a cloak, or anything. Rashi says, yeah, love dafka, a cloak, right? Look at Rashi. I left all those Rashi. I skipped out all the Rashis, or when I just explained the Rashi outside. He says, Bashta betalit, stam schora, dit nine belo, we sort of mem tet. We never had a five caves. Is it a sixth? Is it a 12th? Is it a 24th? Etc. We just said a six. And yeah, suddenly we got a machloket tanaim over here about whether it's a shtut or a half a shtut or a quarter of a shtut. So Rabbi says like this, man tana talit, who's the tanu of that mishnah there on mem tet? Rabbi Shimoni gives a simple answer. Rabbi Shimon here as well says a six. So there, the tanu was according to Rabbi Shimon. Abai says, no, that's not what's going on over here. Abai says, talit, ad shtut machil inish ta amra inshei. When it comes to a cloak, he says, so ad shtut up to a six, a person's moichel. Right? More than a six, not moichel you. When it comes to money, he's not moichel you on such a, up to a six. Even on less than a six, he wants his money's worth, not giving you the money so quickly. Look what he says. He gives an expression of an interesting expression. I'm not sure I understand it properly, but he's like this. The Amre Inche is an expression, he says, a colloquialism. He says, Ashik legabech. Look at Rashi. Ashik legabech. Rashi says, Ashik legabech. Hitzrich lechasot gufech. Vegabecha. When you got to cover up your body and your back, kane beyoker. He says, Ashik aviyah means lashon yokeru. Vechaber beze neshech. Batarim ashik afra. So he says that you be prepared to spend a bit more money to clothe yourself up. But v'shave lekrisech. When it comes to money, yeah, this is a nice one for you, Daddy. No luxuries. Right? Don't go waste your money on foodstuffs for your stomach, to fill your stomach. Spend exactly what you got to spend. So a talus, if you're buying a jacket or a cloak, so guys are a bit more generous. They're not going to pay a little bit more. So they're paying up to a six. They don't mind if it's half a sixth, a 12th, or a 24th, they're not going to be so makpid. But when it comes to cash to go shopping and buy food with, their guy's much more makpid. Doesn't want to just throw money away. So he wants to get as much as he can. That's why you're going to be a lot more careful with your coins. Okay, he says, right? He says, Sela, but a Sela, right? So Ashik Legabech Veshavi Lekrasach. Sela, Kevan de Lo Sagile. A coin, if it's not in circulation, and we saw the term before, Sagi, Rashi says, Yashenu Yotze Bohotza. Law machil. If that coin is no longer, people won't take it from you, no one's going to accept it. If I can't use that coin, why should I take it from you? Therefore, already there's a chance it sees like already 1/25th, 1/24th of damage to the coin. Guys won't take a coin. And it's true, by the way. You know, if you've got sometimes like a note, it's missing one of the numbers, it's a little bit torn off. So people won't take the coin, the note from you. It's got numbers on both. I don't know, it's still going. In the old days, used to have, like, if you tore a piece of paper in half, a monetary note, can't use the half. You can't take a 2 shekel coin, turn it off, say, here's 100 shekels. Because you need to have the whole thing together, right? It's no circulation. So that's what he says over here. Gorena says Gufa. Right? So now, we quoted the brighter. Right? We quoted the brighter the other way around, right? The brighter said, I'd come to Asela Chasera V'yeba Ona'a. And there will be Ona'a. So Gorena discusses that brighter. That's the Gufa here. So how long is, how much is that? So Remeir, Arba Sirot, Isa Ladina. This is quite exactly what we saw in the Mishnah. Arba Sirot, Isa Ladina. So we're talking about a via Arba Sirot with regards to a Sela, one Isar to one Dira, which is 1/24. Rabbi Omer, Dara Punyot, Punyot Ladina, which is 1/12. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shmone Punyot, Shnei Punyot Ladina, which is 1/6. Now the brother says, Yateroken, right? Yateroken, Mochra B'Shovya. What does it mean, Yateroken, Mochra B'Shovya? Look at Rashi. Rashi's in the common phrase, we're going to see later on that Yatera Ken means Shelo Pacheta Kedei Ona. In other words, more than that. In other words, the coin is worth more. It's less than a coin to each one of the people. Rabbi Meir will say a 24th, Rabbi Yehuda will say a 12th, Rabbi Shimon will say a 6th. It hasn't got to Shechika to worn away enough. In other words, according to Rabbi Meir, it's worn away less than a 24th. So now you pay value. So you can work out that the coin, let's say, I don't know, it's half a 24th is gone. So just reduce a little bit of amount. So yeah, right, Yaterakach Mochra Beshovya. Look at Rashi Beshovya, set it for its value. So Rashi says, Mochra Beshovya, Rashi Besele Yafe. So even though it's got a little bit less than it's got a bit of shrika, but it's not enough to make to for us to worry about deducting the amount. A little different to what I said. Okay, now the Gemara says, Adkama Tipachet Viye Rashai Lekaima. Right? Now, how much can the coin be shachuk, like worn away, and you're still allowed to keep that coin in circulation. Now, you might sell a coin for less, right? If we saw, for example, that a sell is worth 2 shekels, so maybe this sell is only worth 1 shekel now. But still, you can use the coin. You have to actually destroy the coin, take it out of circulation. Our concern here is that we aren't worried. We aren't worrying about liars. Look at Rashi here. Rashi says, yeah. So the Gemara says, Besela ad shekel. So we saw earlier that a seller is 2 shekel. So if a seller is worn away, it's only worth 1 shekel, you can still use it. A dinar ad rova. Now a dinar, we said 1 dinar was worth 6 ma'ot. So ad rova here would basically mean like 1.5 ma'ot. Okay? 1 ma'ot, we said was 2 pundion. So 3 pundion, let's say. Pachot biken isar asu. So it's a benetzen and isar, it would be asu. Remember that an isar, a punyan is 2 isar, so that's like the smallest coin. So look at Rashi Avia. Pesela ad shekel, sela tavua, upochet volech ad shekel. So it's gone now, it's shachuk, it's been worn away, the silver's worn away, it's only worth now 1 shekel, not 2 shekel. Mutar, you can keep it. No one's going to think it's actually a proper sela. Even though it looks like a sela and it's a big coin like a sela, it's going to be much thinner than a sela. It's going to have worn away. So no one's going to cheat you if it's so obvious that that's the case. Right? Because you can all see that it's been worn away. It's clear. About mishepachat, mishekel. But if it's now, it's gone down so thin that it's worth less than a shekel, lawyer came in, you can't even keep that coin. People now start using it as a shekel. And that's already harder to distinguish between. If it's between 2 shekel value and 1 shekel value, you can see it. But when it's less than a shekel value, it's very hard. Now guys will start using, oh, it's actually worth a shekel, take the coin. With regards to a shekel, it's hard to tell if it's worth half a coin or a third of a coin or a quarter of a coin, right? Mitoch shekel is wide. Shebetchila ya sela was a sela, and on irat chaser mishkal shekel. The dinar is even half. We said that they're two dinar to a shekel. So they're 2 shekel to a seller and they're 2 dinar to a shekel. So now we're really starting to get into murky waters. Right? You can't use it. You can't sell it at all in circulation. You can't give it to lola tagar, to a trader. Listen to this. Lola haram, lola harag. Not to a haram. What's a haram? Look at the very first wide lines of Rashi. It says, Lola haram, Adam Anas, like a dangerous guy. Velola harag, not to a murderer. Right? Why? Shemibnei shemiramin ba etachein. They lie to people. Look what Rashi adds in. Umiyira yekablumi Adam biyafin. They'll basically extort people to take the coin. So you get it out of circulation. You don't want this coin to be misused. You don't want to allow people to use this coin wrong. And what do you do with it? The Mishnah gives the Gemara gives us a suggestion. Yekavena, make a hole in it. It's amazing. Yeah? This is the Gemara. And put it in a piece of string, so you put it around your son's neck, right? Beno or Betzar Vavito. Make it into a piece of jewelry, right? Put a hole through it and put a coin around there, your son or your daughter. Okay. So that's basically what the Brayta tells us. Good advice, how to use the coin. Amar. So now the Gemara discusses that Brayta. Besela, we said, ad shekel. And with the dinar, we said, ad rova. Now, honestly, I'm not sure I understand this. The Gemara coming up over here now, right? So with the seller to a shekel and with the dinar ad rova. We said a seller to a shekel, that's half because you're the 2 shkalim in a seller. And a dinar, we said ad rova. We said that a dinar has got 6 ma'ot. So why do we say a dinar as well up until half? Why do we say ad rova means a quarter? Why don't we say until half? A 3 ma'ot for a dinar. Why a quarter? So one says, mashtam a seller shekel, mashtam a dinar ad rova. So Rabbi Abayas like is my rova. What's the rova we're mentioning about? Nami rova shekel. He says it's also a quarter of a shekel. Now a shekel is 2 dinar. Right? So a quarter of a shekel would be half a dinar. So it means a dinar, we'd be saying a quarter of a shekel, and a 2 shekel to a dinar. So if it's a quarter, it's actually a quarter of a shekel, not a quarter of a dinar. It means a half a dinar, correct? And then we've got 1 dinar would be half a dinar, which is the same as 1 seller would be half a shekel, or 1 shekel would be 1 dinar. Everybody with me? The ratio would be the same. But Amarav Rava says, no. Amarav Rava declaring Minami Rava Shekel. Amarav Rava says, Dekanami, the Katani Rava, Velokatani Revia. Oh, sorry. So Rava might maybe... originally I learned it differently. Okay, so I think I do understand it now. Rava says, you know what? He accepts our buyer's answer over here. And he says, you can have proof in the words that our writer said, it didn't say revia, meaning dinar ad revia would be a quarter of a dinar. It said a dinar ad rova. And therefore, ad rova means a quarter of something else, which would be a rova of a shekel. So now the Gemara says, lam le lemit le dinar a shekel. Why do we use dinar with shekel? Now, why do we say how much of a dinar? What do we say over here? Amar mar besela ad shekel and bedinar ad rova. Well, what's going on? He says, mil ta'agav ul chemash. We're learning something else. The Gemara is teaching us something else over here. I thought there was a Rashi over here with Mil Tagav Urcha. Anybody see a Rashi over there? Right, it says, Deika dinar da'ati mishekel. It teaches there is also a dinar, right, that dinar comes out of shekel. Nasal Rabbi Ami. Dinar, Rabbi Ami says, dinar haba mishekel. Mutal lekaimo. That there are two types of dinar. If it's a dinar, da'ati mishrashi shekel, im pichet a shekel, ad chetzio v'nasad dinar. So if the shekel, we say the shekel is worth two dinar. See, if this shekel now is shachuk, is worn away, then this is the half of it. To the extent that it's worth a dinar, you can keep it. Mutar kamo lotzio b'dinar. You're trading using it as a dinar, not as a shekel. But dinar haba misela. What do we say about a seller? A seller is two shekel, right? And the two dinar in a shekel. So there are four dinar in a seller. So if you've got a quarter of a sela, which is equal to a dinar, asula kaimo, you can't use it. In other words, we're learning over here, what's the ravuta, the extra din along the way, is that a coin, if it's half of its shachuk, you can still keep that coin in circulation and just use it as half the value. But if it's already a quarter of that, even though there's another coin, which is that value, right? So a dinar is a quarter of a sela, and your three quarters of the seller is gone, you can't say, well, okay, let's use this coin as a dinar. No. If it's a shekel, you can use it. But once it's more than that, it becomes difficult to use, and then we are susceptible to being exploited by ganovim, by liars, by thieves, etc. Are you with me? Clear? Okay. So now the Mishnah said, pachot miken isar asu. If it's less than an isar, it's asu. So God said, my kamer, what are we talking about? So Amrabaya Hakikame, Pachata Sela Yoter Michte Ona A Isar Asur. If a Sela, right, remember Sela we said two shekel, so now it's Yoter Michte, it again, according to May we'd say 24th, according to Abihud we say 12th, according to Abihud we say 6. If it's been already Pachut, it's Shachuk Geremant, and a little bit more of an Isar. Remember, an Isar is the largest coin, there are 96 Isarin in a Sela. Remember that? Like the smallest little coin. So if it's Shachuk, a 24th, plus an Isar, he says, you can't use the coin. What's to understand? I'm a rabbi, but Yachi, I feel a mashu, nothing. What are you talking about? We explained that the difference between our bright and our Mishnah was everybody agreed that at that number, 1/24th was the problem. So even if it's a little bit more, even less than an Isar, more than the 1/24th, it's Asru. Why do we have to go to an Isar? That now you're telling me not 1/24th. You're now telling me 2/24ths. So what do you mean? Where's the measure come from? El amarava pachata sela. If a sela, right, isar le dinar asur. So he says it's not that it's 1/24th of 1/96 of the sela that is gone, but if 1/24th of an isar le dinar, which is a much smaller number, which is, because the seller, they're two shekels, and they're two dinar. So we're basically going from one dinar. So one dinar, there's a 24 isarin in a dinar. If it's 1/24th of an isar, of more than 1/24th, that's the maxim that throws it over. Because it's a 24th of a 24th. Or 24th of a 12th, or 1/24th of a 6. Okay, that could already throw it over. Vestame, now Mishnah says, Tame, why did it say 1/24th? Because like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is the one who says 1/24th. Okay? With me? Everybody? Selwyn? Clear? Michael, Clav, Mark, Ricky, Daddy, everybody. Yeah? Okay. The Gurney brings us a Mishnah along the way. It says, not how to be learned in a Mishnah. This Mishnah, Mr. Shaf tells us, is a Mishnah in Masachet Kaili. Sela shenif sela. If you got a coin now, the seller, that's become pasu. Vehitkina sheyesh shokelba mishkolot. And now, what do you do with the seller? So it's quite a heavy coin. So you know what? The seller's pasu, but it's still, we know what it weighs. It's pretty, it's got a lot of silver. Right? I remember the seller's like 2 shekel. It's equal to 96 pund, isarin. You're going to use it now as a weight. Look at Rashi. Okay, it's another Rashi there. Once you decided to start using that seller no longer as a coin, using it as a weight, it becomes a kli, and from that moment on, it becomes a tumah. That's very interesting for the Gemara, yeah, but the Mishnah there, Masechet Kadin, tells us that. And now it says like this. Ad kama tipachet virashai lekaima. Right, so how long, this thing over there is tipachet, and you can still use it as a coin, right, before you decide to convert it into a weight. It says, lesela shnei dinarim. Right, so shnei dinarim, we know that shnei dinarim is a shekel. So the Mishnah says, if it's a sela, once it becomes shnei dinarim, so now if it's a shekel, basically, you can still use it. Pachot miken, yikutz. If it's less than that, you've got to destroy it. Look, Rashi says, yikutz, the very last line of Rashi here, yachtachena, cut it up, leshnayim, datlafuka b'shekel. People are going to start using it as a shekel, otherwise you need to be careful. We don't want it. And we said, that once it's less than that, we don't want to do it. Right? So that's what he says over here, yikutz. Yater al ken mai, what if it's worth more than that? But it's still a bit worth more than half. So Ravuna says, "Pachot miken yikotz, yater al ken yikotz." Ravuna says, "We make that a difference. Once it's not a seller, destroy it." Rabbi Ami Amar, "Pachot miken yikotz, yater al ken yikayim." He says, "You use it. Look at Rashi. The gabe seller minkara pechitata velo machlifa besela." So when it comes to a seller, if it's now worth a shekel, that worth half, keep it. Don't worry. No one's going to get it confused with the seller. Everyone knows how thick the seller is. They all know that it's only worth a shekel. Where? Rav Huna said, no. Once it's not a seller, just get rid of it. Destroy it. Finished. On that, the Gemara of Kasha. Meitivei. Yater al-kein mocher b'shovya. Right? We saw a brighter on Nunbet Amud Aleph. Right? We saw it just saw it a moment ago. We said, Tatam, Selesh Nifsla Vitkina. Where was the brighter? We said Amar Mar. If you look on Numbet Amud Aleph, towards almost in half in Lama, there's a Tosfot over there. It says Amar Abaya Pachta Sela Yoter Michdeh on Ayisur. And there's a Tosfot there, big Tosfot beneath the small Tosfot. Lokatani Adrevia. Just in line there, the Mishnah, the Gemara quotes the bright says Omer Omer Arba Yisrael Yisrael Dina Rabbi Yehuda Omer Arba Punyim Dina Rabbi Shimon Omer Shmone Punyot Shnei Punyim Dina Yater Al Kain. This was the brighter which we quote originally at the very beginning of the sugya. Reaken al kain mochra b'shovya, right? If it's, in other words, if the shchika is less than that, or is the coin's worth more than less than 1/24th, for example, according to Rabbi Meir, you can keep the coin at its face value. Here, right, and it's the Gemara brings us brighter. Meiti bay yater al kain mochra b'shovya. So what do we mean when we said yater al kain instead of the face value? My love shepachata yoter michtanata. Was, isn't it mean over here that it's even more than what the one hour was? And you can still keep it? You tell me how to cut it up and chop it up and everything. It was no. Lo. Yetera da'akati lo pachta b'chdeh ona'a mochra b'shovya. I said, no. What we mean over there is, not that it's more than the ona'a, it's less than the value of ona'a, you can still keep it. But once it goes more than the ona'a, you got to chuck it away. Okay, that was an easy one. There was another kasha here. The Gemara with another kashya, meitiv, another one. Ad kama tipachev yirashah lekaima. So now we say, how much is the coin allowed to be shachuk, to be worn away, and you can still keep it? We said the price is besela ad shekel, right? Besela ad shekel. Now ad shekel means all the way till half, because the seller is 2 shkalim, remember, right? It's actually a very nice Gemara, because it helps us understand the relationship of money. Well, it's getting confused. We see punyon and dinar and sela and isar and shekel and etc. So the sela is the big coin. 2 shekel to a sela, 2 dinar to a shekel. Okay? So it says, my love, the pachit purta purta, isn't a coin that's going slowly, slowly, slowly? In other words, it's wearing away slowly. We can still keep it. Look at Rashi, the very wide lines at the top, the last large lines. The kama mutalikai ma'a shekel, amelo michleva besela, vetyutu ravuna. Right, our brightest seems to say, "Come to Bechem, Shalom, come up, Besela, Chekel." Okay, what did Rav Huna say? Rav Huna said over here, "Yater al kain ma'im." Rav Huna, "Pachot mi ken yikatz." Yater al ken yikatz. Rav Huna says, "As soon as the coin starts no longer being worth a seller, you chop it up. Yeah, we see you can keep it all the way down to a shekel, to half the amount." Right. So God says, "Lo, lo, 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 lo. We're not talking about it happening slowly. The nafil nura ve'ifchut bechad zimna." When can you keep that coin that was a seller that now shekel? It fell into the fire and half of it melted away. Now you can keep it, but if it's being worn down, you ought to keep a coin like that. Get rid of it. Don't use coins that are, which are being worn down in your circulation. Where's the bright? Quite the bright today. We saw earlier on. Amar, you make a hole in it. What do you do with it? We said, and put it around your child's neck. Right? So it says, Raminu, lo yasena mishkal, bei mishkalotav. You can't use this coin. We got a bright that says you can't use this coin amongst your weights. The lawyers rakena bangrutotav. Don't even keep it amongst your like all your rubbish. The lawyer kavena viyitlena betzavar beno betzavar bito. Don't make it as a necklace for your son or your daughter. Right? Ella or yishchok or yitoch or yikotz. Right? Mr. Ashas is a different. Not yitoch. He says via yachtich. Right, milashon matachot v'chenu b'sefer Rami says, basically you destroy it or you lichlem amelach. So how come we said over there that you can make a necklace? I'm Rabbi Lazar. I'm Rabbi Ravuna. Some say, what do we mean? I'm Rabbi Lazar. Lo kashu la stira kan be'emta kan minatzad. Depends how you make the hole. If you make the hole right in the middle, so then the coin's never going to be able to use it again. If you make a hole on the side, that's what we call the Rashi. Minatzad lo yikavena. לפי שהרמי שימצאנה יעקוץ אותה סביב עד שיוציא את הנקב ומרמה בה את האחרים ויוצא את זה בשקל. Again, if a liar who finds this coin has got a hole on the side, he'll polish it down a bit till the hole's no longer there and then have a nice good coin. If you've got a hole in the middle, you can never fix that up again. Then you can do it. We're not going to worry about the coin being back in circulation. We're with the gunner. Now the Mishnah said, Ad matai muta lachzi, and we saw the Mishnah, how long have you got to show this coin? The guy gave you a coin, and you want to give it back to him as a bad coin. We said, Brukachim ha-tsheri l'shulchani, in the villages, till you show to, in the big city, sorry, to go to the money changers, or go to the bank, Bekfarim ad arve shabbatot, in the small villages, in the, till arve shabbat, because we saw that when you do your shopping. So someone says, Mashna b'sele de maflig, u'mashna b'tait lo maflig, how come with regards to your coins, we make a distinction over here between krach, and between and kfar, right? Says Rashi, and how come the talis lo mafir says diktani bichdei shiyere letagor lekrovo loshna krach loshna kfar? Rashi, we point out in the Mishnah we learned on Memdaf Memtet when it came to buying clothing or any metaltelin. There we just as long as it takes you to go and show the goods to a trader to a relative. We never made a difference between a krach or a kfar, right? So Abaya says like this, Kitnan, Nami Matnitin Batalit Bekrachin Tnan. He says, why? So again, Abaya gives a simple answer, like he said, gave earlier when he said, our Mishnah, the time our Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon, who says a 6. The same question was asked. Yeah, he said, because the Mishnah, Kinami, our Mishnah, we spoke about Talis on Memtet, was talking about in a Krach, in a big city. Where else do you have people to show to? It wasn't talking about a village. Here we give, but it would say the same thing, in other words, as Dashtira. Rabbi says, no. Which is a different reason. Why talid konish kim lebegava? He says when it comes to clothing, there even if you're in a small village, right? People have got an idea what clothing is worth. Therefore, even in a village, you might find guys to show it to, right? But seller, when it comes to money, kevin de love konish kim lebegava. Not an expert on money. In a shulchanin, you're a professional, a banker, a money changer. Here, bekrachim the ikish shulchanin, big cities where there are merchants like that. So we tell you, I share in a shulchanin. But in Kfarim, in villages, the Lake of Shulchani, and we say, no, there aren't guys available in the villages, so we are Shabbatot. Why? The Salkin Shulchan on the Friday, you're going to go to the market. Now, it's interesting, we know that the markets are really on Mondays and Thursdays. So I'm not sure what Fridays you go. Maybe the special markets that opened up for Shabbos goods, I don't know, for that team. All right, the Mishnah, the Gemara carries on and says, "Afilu lachash shulchani ma'ar shabbatot." Okay, but imaya mekira, afilu lachash lo masachos. We said if you recognize the God, take the money. So he says, "Heicha, where? What are we at? Iba krachin. If it's in the villages, then we say hamart achil shulchani in the city. Sorry, at least show the shopkeeper. The money changes. Iba kfarim hamart adir shabbos, adir shabbos. So what do you mean 12 months? Back of your mind, the Mishnah said you got a certain amount of time to get the money back. Now suddenly you say for the whole of 12 months. So I'm Rav Chisda midat chasidut shanukan. You're right. Mikra Adin, you only have to if it's in a village, Erev Shabbos, and if it's in a big city, time taking the money keeper. But midat chasidut, if you're an honest guy, you'll take the coin back. Right? Midat chasidut. That's the word. Look, Rashi, midat chasidut. Lach kamar im chasidu mekabla. If you're a chasid, so what? So Gemara says, Yachi, I'm a seifer. Ain lo alav ele taromet leman. So now when we said that the guy's a chasid and took the coin back, so who's the guy that we said only he can't be anything other than just upset with him? Even the guy's a chasid. Rashi said, even the chasid, I'm talking about a chasid, he has no taromid al machzir. So why would he have be upset with the guy's returning it to him? Me kofo le kabel, did anybody force him to take it back? That he's upset with him? Tov lo shloi kablena. She should rather not take the coin back. Me isha kablena v'yotzi dibar l'chaveru. He's going to take it back and now have all gripes about this guy and walking around with stomach bruised and upset and moaning about the guy. I'll take it back. Right, either chassid lo lekibule lekari minayve lo taromet yavale. Don't have taromet. Then lahayich. Now that you've told me the other guy who's not the chassid, who doesn't want to take it back, the kable minay or the batle mekable minay taromet yavale. What's going on over here? What? So why did he take it back? Also, sachi gamar ha. The Gemara says now. Sachi gamar ha acher. Avish ein mekable himenu ein lo alav ele taromet. He says no. The other guy, when the chassid, so to speak, wouldn't accept the coin back from him. Shouldn't have talents against the guy, just be upset, but that's all. Because at the end of the day, you were limited to either Shulchani or Erev Shabbos, and you took a year to come and bring the coin back. Don't be upset with the guy. He may say, but not Lamas, Shiny, El Khoshesh, El Nefesha. If you can use this coin, we said, for Mas Shiny, and don't worry about the coin. If the guy wouldn't take it back, it wasn't a bad coin, because he was a stingy guy. Didn't want it back a little bit of the coin. Still a decent coin as far as Maaseh Shiny money is concerned. I'm going to end up over here. We'll carry on tomorrow.